This is such an integral part of long-term business growth that most people do really poorly with.
Welcome to The Underestimated Entrepreneur, where we talk about how to get the best out of yourself and how to build a life that you can't wait to get out of bed and live each day. This podcast is my attempt at documenting my journey, sharing my insights and what I've learned from being the private mindset and mental performance coach to some of the country's top athletes, rich listers, entrepreneurs, and running events for tens of thousands of people on how to better themselves and those around them. This is for those driven to achieve more in life, but are often underestimated by those around them. This podcast is my attempt at helping you prove your doubters wrong. Please enjoy.
Driven mofos, welcome back to another episode of The Underestimated Entrepreneur. All right, this part of business is such an undervalued part of business, which is why if you do it so well, you can really do well long-term in business. So yesterday we were out traveling and exploring and we're going shopping here in Singapore. And I'm walking through one of the big shops, right? It's a big shopping complex here. And as I walk down aisle after aisle after aisle, when I say it, like the major strip of them all, you have Gucci, you have Louis Vuitton, there was Apple. And so all I did was I kept looking and I was like, wow, these are all brands. These brands, whether it's Rolex, whether it's Hublot, but there were all these brands, just brand after brand after brand after brand in this massive shopping mall. And even companies like Gucci, Louis Vuitton were over three floors. So they had three floors of Louis Vuitton in this shopping center. Gucci had two different stores, one down either end of the mall. And there were some other brands as well, like Chanel and stuff like that, that were down either ends of the mall. And what I found really interesting was how many people were there. There were probably 1,000 people at least, if not, you know, maybe more in this mall. And what it really showed me was the importance of how critical branding is to a business, for long-term success anyway. For short-term success, marketing is important because, you know, like if I wanted to make 10 grand today, I would just hop on my Instagram page, I would run a promotion, and I could probably drive traffic in and get a sale. But for long-term growth, you need to create a proper brand. Now, for a lot of you, you may have been following me for many, many years now. You will know the feel, you will know the look, you will know the words that I use. Yesterday, I had a bit of a joke because I popped up a post on my Facebook page where I spoke about cactuses. Anyway, they had all these different gardens from different parts of the world. In the Mexican area, there's a whole bunch of cactus. Now, if you've listened to this podcast, I talk about getting fucked with a cactus. And that's what I mean, like the tax department have fucked me with a cactus, or, you know, someone did something stupid and they got the old cactus, which the community know is a bit of a joke that I use, which means like pain. So when you do things and you get cactused, that means you're either sitting on a cactus or you're getting fucked by a cactus. That's not going to be fun. So our community know the language, they know the terminologies. You would have heard me use the term Driven Mofo. We have mugs with Driven Mofos on there. That's the community name, that's part of our brand. There are the color palettes. So the color palette is that orange. We've got orange with black and white, that's our color palette. So when you see that color, you may relate it to our brand. Louis Vuitton uses the yellow. In fact, I've got a Louis Vuitton box here, I just bought some new shoes, but there's a Louis Vuitton box that I've got my computer sitting on. If I showed you the color, you would know the brand immediately if you are aware of those designer brands, because you know the color. If you've seen Chanel earrings and it's done in the Chanel symbol, you will know that from a mile away. If you know Gucci, you know their color palette. So if someone has a pair of Gucci shoes on and it has the red and the green on it, you will know that that is a pair of Gucci shoes. So branding is such a critical element of all business, but people just do it so badly, because they don't think about the words that they use, the languaging they use, the color palette that they use, how they come across on social media, what then pushes people away from the brand, but what also attracts people into the brand. Every time you have an attraction, you also create a repulsion. So for me, some people don't like the fact that I swear. That's fine. They're probably not gonna do well in my community. When I was younger, I used to adapt. So what, someone would come along and they'd be critical and they say, I don't like your swearing. So I would spend the whole event, if I ran a 4-day event, I would spend the whole event trying not to swear. And when I accidentally dropped an F-bomb, I was like, oh no, I dropped the F-bomb. Someone's gonna be pissed off or frustrated. And sometimes I would do these 1-day events where we would travel around the country doing a national tour. I would spend the whole time thinking about not swearing. I would sit there and I'm like, don't swear, don't swear, don't swear, don't swear, don't swear. And it was in my head so much, I couldn't deliver good quality content because I was so afraid to swear, because I didn't want to upset somebody. But then what I realized was that all I was doing was not being myself. I was inauthentic. I was trying to people please people who weren't part of my community anyway. They would whinge about something eventually. And the people that I liked hanging out with, they didn't give a shit that I swore. Most of you who listen to this podcast religiously, you don't care that I swear. You know not to put this on in the car with your two-year-old kid sitting in there if you're dropping him off at kindy, because he's probably going to learn a couple of words that are going to cause some problems at kindergarten. People don't watch Gordon Ramsay because they don't like the swearing. I love watching Gordon Ramsay because I love the fact that he's so blunt and swears all the time. I can relate to it. So your brand has to be relatable to the clientele that you want to work with. And too many of you who are business owners or who are coaches adapt your brand because you are more worried about sales than you are building a brand that is congruent with you. When you do that, you're never going to be fulfilled in your business because you're always going to be pretending. You're going to be fake. And there are so many people out there who talk about authenticity who are the fakest fucking people that I've ever met. Right? The whole coaching space is full of these people that are like, authenticity, authenticity, authenticity. And when you meet them, they're completely different people. That is just trash. When you meet me, I'm the same person on the podcast that I am online that I am when you meet me in private. I will go out to dinner and I will hang out with people and I'm the exact same person that you get on this podcast. Some people like it, some people don't. But why the fuck would I want to hang out with people anyway who don't like me for me being me? And yeah, could I change my language? Yeah, I 100% could. I could swear less and maybe I would get some more corporate gigs. Maybe I would make more money dealing with people who like more political correctness. But I don't like people who are politically correct. I don't like that. You know, when I was hanging out with people the other day in Singapore here, we were talking about this stuff, and these are all high-level professionals. They are all dropping F-bombs, they are swearing, we're joking around, we're having fun. They all are from different cultures and different ethnicities, and we all just blended, right? Everyone get along. But I guarantee that the majority of people who are in their workspace aren't like them. They are trying to be something that they're not. Maybe in the work environment, they are different than the people that they are on weekends, I'm not sure. But what my point is like, why would you want to be something that you're not? And many of you out there who run businesses, your social media sucks so bad because it represents something that you're not. I meet business owners who are in the trade-based industry, and when I meet them, they're like chilled out, they're relaxed, they pop a beer, they're just hanging out, they just talk a bunch of absolute trash with people, and they're loving life. Then all of a sudden, they're on social media, and it's like, oh, hey, we fixed this pipe here today, and this pipe is really important. You've got to use 3 mil diameter piping for this thing because it's really important. You have no brand awareness. That is not you. You should come across as the way that you are with your brand because that is something that is important. If you have a business and your social media isn't a direct reflection of you and you're the owner, then your branding is ineffective. You have an inconsistent culture. If I hire you to come and work at my house and I hear you swearing, yeah, on social media, you never swear, then there is a brand inconsistency and incongruency that you have. You're fake as fuck. Don't be like that. I've been working with so many business owners over the last couple of months who have come to me. Some of you from on here, some of you from on my social media pages. And you'll say, look, I want to build my business. I want to build my brand. I want to get better marketing. How do I do that? Now, unfortunately, you hire marketing agencies who will go out there. They will tell you to act a certain way, to be a certain way, and say a certain bunch of things. The problem is that if you don't have your brand pillars correctly cemented in your business, which comes from a clear culture guide and a clear company guide, then you're essentially not being yourself. You're fake as fuck. And that is going to come across in how you operate as a person. It's going to come across in how you sell. It's going to come across from your price point. Do you know, I'll give you an example. There are so many trade-based businesses out there who say, we do the best work. And I go, well, that's bullshit. And they go, well, it's not. And I say, then why the fuck on your website does it say no obligation free quote and that we will price match? Why would you price match if you're the best? Ferrari don't go, we'll price match. They don't give a shit what you pay for a Toyota. They don't care. They're a Ferrari. If you say we are the best, therefore we are a premium product and a service, yet we charge the same as everybody else, you're the same as everybody else. And this messes with so many business owners because they're like, yeah, but we don't want to lose jobs. We don't want to lose clients. I've got to keep staff busy. You're operating out of fear. I have people who tell me all the time I'm too expensive, but they're cheap people, right? I'm not too expensive. Here's something crazy. I had a guy who signs up with me. This was 2 years ago. This guy signs up to come and do my Business Growth Odyssey program, pays 30 grand to come and do the program. Year two, signs up to do 30 grand and said, I want to do one-on-one coaching. pays another 60 grand on top of that for one-on-one coaching. So let's say it's around about 130 to 150 grand that he's spent and invested over 2 years. Now, to a lot of you, you're like, shit, that is a lot of money. And it is, but $150,000 isn't a lot for a Ferrari. It's not a lot to buy a penthouse in one of the major cities globally. It's not if you're talking about, you know, infrastructure spending for government agencies. It's not even close. So it's a comparison. When you have a $2 mindset, that's a lot of money. So if you have a cheap mindset, that's going to be a shit ton of money. But here's the kicker. I told you that this guy has invested $120,000 to $150,000 with me over 2 years. What I didn't tell you is how much he got in return. So he was doing around about $12 million a year in revenue when I first started working with him. In that 2 year period, their company cracked $50 million in revenue. So we're going from 12 million to 50 million in a 2 year period. Now tell me whether that was a good investment or not. That's the difference, right? But that's what happens when you build a solid brand. This person knows that if I invest a good amount of money, I'm also going to get back a wild return because he is interested in return on investment. He's not interested in price point. He's a smart business owner. What happens though is that if a lot of you out there say that we're the best, we're the top, but then you charge average rates, then you're really an average business. When all of you out there are doing the same thing on social media as all of your competitors and you say that we're different, there is no differentiator. So you're no different. Your brand is off point. Branding is a long-term strategy. Nobody gets into business to work long, consistent hours and to be stressed out all the time, burnt out, frustrated, and feeling more trapped than if you had a job. You want the lifestyle. You want the opportunity that business can create. What's the point of having a business if you don't benefit and feel great as well? I help business owners avoid wasting a ton of time, effort, and money on doing all the wrong things that most business owners do. And I help align you and stay focused on doing all the right things that help business scale more quickly, more effective, and more efficiently. More importantly, I help business owners to get their head right so that they can get the most out of business, but also so they can get the most out of life and do things the right way. So are you ready to kill your excuses? Are you ready to step up in business and create the lifestyle that you truly want? Learn more about my elite business coaching and apply at michaelmojo.com. We were walking into the shops. I saw the Louis Vuitton logo and I said, Jess, all right, we'll just go in there for a bit of a look. We walk in there and it was Louis Vuitton chocolate. I'd never heard of Louis Vuitton chocolate. Right, I know that they sell their designer wear, but they had Louis Vuitton chocolate. They were selling these little boxes of chocolate for like $600, $700, $800 to like thousands of dollars for chocolate. Why? Because it's branded with a Louis Vuitton brand, and that there is a brand of luxury. You don't buy the chocolates because you just want a chocolate. If you just want a chocolate, you go to the shops, you buy the cheapest chocolate, or you buy your Cadbury's or whatever the usual brand is that you buy, maybe some Lindt if you want to go a little bit more expensive and pay a dollar more for a block of chocolate. But my point is that you don't buy Louis Vuitton because you just want a chocolate. What you want is you want something else. There's something else in it. Now, I bought a pair of Louis Vuitton shoes while I was in there because I love their shoes. I've had a fair few Louis Vuitton shoes, but they have lasted me 6, 7, 8 years of having those shoes. I love them because I look after them. I take care of them. They mean something more to me than just putting something on my feet. If I just wanted a pair of shoes, I would go to the cheapest shop and I would just buy a pair of shoes. But I don't want a cheap pair of shoes. I want a pair of Louis Vuittons because to me they mean something. They're luxury, they're lifestyle. It's a reminder that if I believe in myself, I can keep having the things that I want in life and there's no reason why I have to downplay what I want in life. So that's why I buy them. Now, if you go and buy a pair of Nikes, so this is what people say to me, well, that's fucking stupid spending that much money on a pair of shoes. Maybe that's you, maybe that's not me. But here's the thing, if I say to someone, what do you think of Nike? And they go, oh yeah, I love Nikes. I've got a great pair. And I go, what did you pay for them? And they go, I spent $200 on a pair of running shoes. Why not just spend $20? You can go out and you can buy $20 shoes. You can go to a cheap shop and buy $20 shoes. And they go, oh, they're shit. And I go, yeah, because the brand means something to you. So if you're a Nike person, you buy Nikes. If you're an Adidas person, you buy Adidas. If you like Converse, you buy Cons. It depends. If you're a Vans person, you buy Vans. Different people have different associations with a brand. You like the brands. Some people, they will go out and they'll drop $50 to $80 on a t-shirt that cost $6 to make, maybe even $3 to make. And it might have a Rip Curl logo on it or a Quicksilver logo or a Billabong logo. Some other people go out and buy an $80 t-shirt because it has Nike written on it. Or they might spend $150 because it has Nike written on it. And if it's an exclusive Nike t-shirt, they might spend $300 to $400 on that shirt. Whereas if you walk on into Louis Vuitton, you might buy a t-shirt and that t-shirt may cost you $4,000 for a t-shirt. But it depends on what the brand means to you and the association that you get with it and how it makes you feel. That's why I love branding and why branding is so important. But branding isn't just, this is what we do and this is who we are. It's everything from the feel, the smell, the look. I was working with a business a while ago. They're still a client of mine actually, and they've grown from, I think when I first started working with them, they were doing about $1 million a year in revenue. And now they're doing about 12 to 15 million in revenue. And that's been about a 4 to 5 year period. Now in that business, they said, well, we're in the trade-based industry and cleanliness is important to us. And I said, well, that's fucking bullshit. And they said, no, it's not. It's important to us. And I said, well, that's not true. And I opened the window and I showed them their car. And I said, that's not true. Because if cleanliness was important, your car would be immaculate. Cleanliness is important to me, which is why when you come to my house is fucking clean and it's immaculate. If you have a look at the clothes that I wear, I normally wear clothes that are ironed and my clothing most of the time is immaculate unless I'm going to the gym or something like that or I'm just bumming around the house. But most of the time my clothes are immaculate because cleanliness is important. Right now, if you're watching this on YouTube, if you're following me on my YouTube channel, you can see the hotel room that I'm in. The beds are made. Every morning we wake up, I call the reception. I say, can you come make our beds? And I go out for breakfast and I come back and the room's clean. And even this morning, I cleaned our room before we went out. Made sure my clothes were folded and put away. I make sure that there is not shit everywhere. I don't like living in that environment. That is how I operate. So if someone says cleanliness is important to my business and they're a trade-based business, that is not true. If their trucks are dirty, if their cars are dirty, if their offices are dirty, if there's shit all over their desks, that is not true. There is an inconsistency in their brand. Whereas when I walk into somewhere, like if you go into a designer luxury shop, you can walk in there and it is fucking immaculate. You walk into, let's say, a Gucci store, it smells a certain way. It looks a certain way. There is no clutter anywhere, nothing. They will not put shit anywhere. It is immaculate. All the surfaces are clean. They do not have crap lying around anywhere. Whereas if you go to the $2 store, there is shit everywhere, right? Because there's just piles of stuff that you can sift through to find stuff that's cheap. That's the way that they operate. Their brand is different, but they're selling $2 products versus someone who's going to drop $4,000 on a t-shirt or $1,200 or maybe even $1,800 on a pair of shoes or even maybe 10 grand a pair of shoes. Yesterday, Jess and I were walking past, was it Gucci? They had a baby stroller, a Gucci baby stroller. And I said, I wonder how much that costs. That might be a 30 to 40 grand, maybe even a $100,000 stroller. I don't know. I'm going to go back and have a look. I didn't go in there, but I'm going to go back and have a look. I'm not buying a baby stroller, by the way. But my point is that your brand has to be consistent. It has to be consistent with what you show on social media, your languaging, the tones that you use, the colors that you're using. You can't say that we're a kind, caring place and use black and red color schemes because that does not come across as caring and nurturing. You use more pastel colors. So the coloring matters to your brand. You cannot call your brand something like, I saw something a little while ago that I worked with, and it was like, when I worked with a business owner, I went to their social media, right? So this is a coach that I'm working with. Their social media was all about being caring and nurturing and compassionate and all this stuff. And then when I got on the phone to him, he's like, bro, I'm not getting sales. I just want to crush sales. Like I'm working with all these sloppy people. I don't know what's going on. You know, they're just non-committed. It's pissing me off. Like I know that I want to make more money, but these people, like I can help them, but fuck, they're lazy. And I'm like, look at the shit that you're posting on social media. It's incongruent with the brand. I said, to be honest, when I hopped on the phone to talk to you, I was expecting to talk to some little passive dude who was all super spiritual and just softly spoken. But I'm on the phone to you and you're like straight down the line, no bullshit, all of that. So what you're posting on social media is incongruent with the person that is directly sitting in front of me. What do you think you're going to get? When I speak to you on social media, you know that you're going to get the hard-hitting Michael because that's why you follow me. Like, fuck, if you follow me and you don't know that I swear, that I'm blunt, that I'm straight down the line, and that my goal is to get you the best outcomes for you, but I'm not going to fuck around either, then that's not my problem, right? You followed me on social media and you don't know that I'm that way. You haven't watched enough of my content. Because in my content is very blunt. It is raw. I swear. All of that sort of stuff. So if you want better accountability and you want to be more driven, then you know that I'm your guy. But if that's not what you want, then I'm not your guy and that's going to repulse you away from working with me. So my point is here that branding is one of the most critical things that you can do for long-term business success. And if you have a look at designer brands like Louis Vuitton, they became one of the most successful businesses on the planet during a downturn like COVID. COVID cranks. Also, designer brands crank. So all of these people in the country that I'm from, which is Australia, are complaining about the cost of living, how expensive shit is, how people can't afford bills. There's all these people in the US complaining that their businesses are being shut down. Yet when you have a look at designer brands, those designer brands went up in value because more people were actually spending and buying designer brands, which is fucking crazy. But why does that happen? Because they know that they're selling a luxury product and a luxury service, and they didn't cheapen everything. Most people went, well, people aren't spending, so therefore we've got to reduce our coffee prices. We have to reduce our food prices. We have to reduce our quality of service. You know, we have to cut half of our staff. Whereas they didn't do that. They went, we're a luxury brand. We're always a luxury brand. They've been around for, what, about 100 years or something like that, and they're still here. And they reach one of the most valuable companies on the planet. Okay, Arnault, who is the CEO of Louis Vuitton, he was one of the richest people on the planet. In fact, he became the richest person in the planet just, I think, during COVID or after COVID. So you can see that when you have a clear brand message, and you know your price point in the market, you just stay true to that. And people will keep buying. But when you're unsure and you're trying to compete with everybody else in your field, you don't have a clear company guide, you don't have a clear marketing guide, your social media isn't congruent with the way that you operate as a person, your values in your organization aren't congruent with what you actually want and what you drive staff with, you're just going to have a clusterfuck of a brand and people aren't going to know what's the differentiators. If you're a plumber on here and your social media looks like every other plumber, you don't have a brand. You do not have a brand. I was sitting there talking to one of the people who've just signed up to come and do Business Growth Odyssey. He runs an MMA gym. I sat down with him and we looked at his social media and I said, bro, this isn't your brand. You're telling me that you're a family owned and operated business. Family is important. Yet when I see it, you've got these guys fighting each other as in like a dude's elbowing another guy in the face. And then the next shot, I see two guys standing there with their fists out. I don't see anything that's family related content. I don't see kids doing jujitsu. I don't see women there doing kickboxing classes. I don't see any of that stuff. I don't see people smiling. I don't see anything that's inviting. What you're telling me is what you want your brand to be, but you're not demonstrating your brand because you don't actually know what you want. And until you get it clear, you're not going to have a brand message and clear branding, which then is going to create a path for your success. This is why branding is so important. Guys, listen, if you're a business owner and you haven't got your brand guide right or your business guide right, it is going to be hard for you to drive and get the sales that you want to be able to effectively market and also to brand yourself as different than the rest of your market. And branding is super important because branding will drive sales. Branding will also drive behavior in marketing. If not, you're going to sink a ton of money into marketing and you're going to work your ass off to try to get sales. If you're more congruent with your branding and you know exactly what you want, you attract the customers that you want, which will make it easy to close sales and it will make it easy to market. Anyway, Driven Mofos, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you need help with any of your brand guide and company guide, just shoot me a message on social media or jump across to my Instagram page. It's MichaelMojo_success. So MichaelMojo_success on Instagram. And just send me the word coaching and let's start a bit of a chat and a dialogue and let's see if I can help your business to grow. Anyway, Driven Mofos, have a great day. Keep kicking ass. And I look forward to seeing you back here on another episode of the Underestimated Entrepreneur.